Oh boy, today is going to be a big show. It's going to be a crazy one, right? I don't know. I'm going to let some people join this while I just fix one more thing in this show. So bear with me one second while I work on it. I know how unprofessional, right? I have to change the window that is being picked up. So just bear with me. I wanted to start on time. All right. So I was just trying to get everything in order. So what? You can't? Hold on. Testing. Turn your sound on. Because it looks like it's working on my end. Everyone can hear me, right? I just want to make sure people can hear me. Okay, good. Yeah, Maria, just press the sound button on your thing and you'll be good. All right, so we've got some major news today. I broke it. We're the first news media outlets to report about the TQL data thing, data breach. I'm going to talk about what I know. I'm going to talk about how I was able to get the information before some of the other people that have reported on it. And we'll talk about what it means to you. I did talk to our resident cybersecurity expert, who's my brother, but he literally is a cybersecurity expert. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about TQL and the data breach. We'll talk about how it's going on and all that stuff. As you can tell, I still have a little bit of a cold, so I'm going to try to bear with it. Actually, I'm quite sick, but, you know, can't stop because of the news. But here's my intro. Maybe. Well, I don't even hear that. All right, well, something's going on here wrong with the sound today. Oh, wait. Figured it out. Love the intro. Love the intro. All right, let's get the camera going. I don't look yellow. I feel yellow. I got lights up. That's why I feel sick as hell, to be honest. But whatever. Like I said, the show must go on. Or like he said in chat. All right, so the very first thing, you guys may have seen this on my website, TQL's data breach. So this is a big story. We broke it first. It's been picked up a couple other times. I know it nearly crashed my website twice. So TQL has been... TQL suffered a major, massive data breach. Now, it's kind of interesting when you look at... They put out releases to the carriers. They put out separate releases to customers. And then they put out a mass email to all their employees. Obviously, they did the employees first, so they knew how to handle carriers. And they knew how to handle... the request from customers. So I actually, because of my connections in the industry and i.e. my fans, I was able to obtain a copy of that initial email that went out to customers, or I'm sorry, that went out to employees that basically broke the story. So they suffered a major data breach. They believe it was either some sort of information or data phishing attempt. I talked to my brother to see what the hell that is, because, you know, I designed my website and all that stuff, but I'm not that computer savvy. So apparently what a data phishing attempt is, they send out all these emails. They try to get you to click on one. Once they get you to click on some sort of link, it gives them access to your network. Who knows how it was able to get into TQL's system, but it did. The cool thing about it is they're going to be able to backtrack where that came in, according to my brother. They'll be able to figure out where that breach actually occurred and what. So apparently it was limited to the online portal aspect, or that's what TQL is releasing right now, that it just has to do with the online portals for customers and for carriers. The issue is, now customers, it was just phone numbers, company names, company IDs, you know, just very, you know, not really sensitive stuff. It'd be nice to have, you know, customer lists and all that stuff, but it wasn't, you know, sensitive stuff. On the carrier side, though, it's quite a bit different because the TQL portal, which I think is called Trax, I may be wrong on that one, but the TQL portal is super, super, it's actually a really good portal. So you can handle carrier quick pays, invoices, you can do all that stuff through their portal. You could change your bank account information. You could do all that. Tax ID. It's got the online W-9. So TQL released and said, hey, listen, bank accounts have been compromised. They're able to see that the bank account information was pulled. Tax ID numbers were pulled for companies in there. It also said Social Security numbers were pulled. Now, the only reason I could think Social Security numbers would be there are for the independent operators, the sole proprietors that have you know, their own authority. And they're out there doing, you know, they're out there hustling, trying to make a living. And all of a sudden now they're going to have to worry about what goes on with their bank account. And because someone has all their bank account information, their routing number, think about it. We're in the middle of tax season and these people, I mean, whoever hacked into the system just got the tax returns for how many different carriers, or just got the tax information, including addresses, phone numbers, contact emails, all that stuff. It leads me to, you know, not try. I don't like to stir the pot or anything, but think about what the extent really could be. Like, if you really take a step back and you think about what the extent could be, if it didn't say anything about passwords, what if you use common passwords? If your TQL login password is the same as your email or the bank or whatever the case may be, who really knows? I don't really know. It's very curious. Harold, whatever. So as you can tell, if you've never seen this show, I read the comments. I do have a call-in line that I'll activate later. Maybe. Depends on how many people are here, what kind of idiots are in the chat and saying stupid stuff, whether I open up the phone line. Yes, total quality logistics. So let me read the article that I wrote. You guys can all see it as well. If you go to Freight Broker Live, you'll see my face right there. You'll see an ad. And then I have a couple of updates because my internal sources, so the people that I know that work at TQL, actually sent me an email right at 12 o'clock, said that Truckstop had already terminated their connection with the TQL system and that DAT was soon to follow. I've been unable to verify that with the TMS the load board providers directly, but the employees say that it's turned off, so I felt comfortable publishing it. Shortly after I published this article, or shortly after I finished the article and I was giving it a 15 minute, I was waiting for someone to see if they wanted to participate in learning a little bit about what I knew. You know, I waited 15 minutes before publishing. During that time, TQL sent out emails to their customers notifying them of the breach, and they sent notification out to the carriers, to carriers notifying them of the data breach. So I'll just read, you know, what goes on, what was in the internal memo, because it's a little bit different than the email that everyone was sent. I do have a copy of the carrier email, even got myself a copy of the customer email. So it's a little bit different. I know some of the other media outlets only reported on the carrier side because, one, they didn't want to report on the customer side because I was the only one doing it, and then they'd have to cite me. Anyway, so today, TQL revealed to its employees that it confirmed a data breach of their online web portals, resulting in unauthorized access to carrier account information and might also have compromised financial data. Both carrier and customer data is affected. According to TQL, it appeared it was initially a information data phishing scam or phishing attempt. It wasn't really an attempt because they got it. An internal memo sent to company employees obtained by Freight Broker Live, me, this morning, addressed the scope of the data breach. The information compromised from some carrier accounts, including tax ID numbers, bank account numbers, and in some cases, Social Security numbers. This was from this letter that was sent to all the employees was sent from TQL CEO Kevin Oakes, which I didn't really realize. I don't pay attention to TQL that much. I knew they're, you know, a huge broker. They're the second largest broker in the United States. They are the largest private freight broker or private company in the United States. Excuse me, I'm still sick, whatever. With revenues up at $3.65 billion. They're second to CH Robinson. We all know about C.H. Robinson and the farm lawsuit and all that stuff that I broke that story a couple of weeks ago. Anyway, this Ken Oaks guy is rich as hell. That's one of the things I looked up to. His net worth is $980 million. It's a private company. It's a big company. A lot of people don't like TQL because they're cheap, blah, blah, blah. Me, in my personal, my background as a carrier, loved working with them. Freight was perfect for what I did. The rates were good for what I did. I even worked with them when I first started up my brokerage. I'd co-broker some of the freight that I couldn't move. I you know, because I was a new broker or whatever the instances were, I worked with them to co-broker some of the stuff out. Super great. The reps that I had, I never really had any bad experiences with them. I know a lot of carriers have. You know, even on our end, when we had claims, their claim policy kind of sucks, but I understand it. And we always got paid what was due to us in the end. So, but this letter, goes on to say, the information compromised, the tax ID, bank account numbers, in some cases, social security numbers. It also goes on to say that customer information was also breached, including email addresses, phone numbers, first and last names, and TQL customer ID numbers. According to the letter, TQL has taken steps to close the security gaps in their system, hired a third-party cybersecurity firm for additional forensics on their system to identify if any other additional information was compromised. The notice also says that TQL is actively working with law enforcement to investigate the breach. TQL is the second, and I already talked about all that. It's a crazy story, man. If you really think about it and you think about the potential consequences, especially for the guys that are out there and have the social security numbers on file, you know, it's tax season. We always have tax fraud going on, people filing faulty tax returns and getting paid money and doing all that stuff. I know our tax return, we already filed our taxes and did all that stuff. And we had to go through a verification to prove that we were actually who we were, which is the first time I've ever had that. So I'm happy that it was able to be taken care of. Anyway, it's a crazy story, and I'm going to continue to follow. I know that, like I said, the DAT load board is getting ready to shut it off if they already haven't. The connection, because think about it, they're tech companies too. If one system has a breach and they have basically unfettered, that's not the right word, they have access to, the system. They may have access through API to partners. And so I don't blame all the other load numbers and all that stuff to pull out. Harold McQuatt on Facebook. You do put your social security number on your W-9 if you're a sole proprietor there, buddy. So there's a little fun fact for you. As I do, I read the comments. And I'm a goofball, so I apologize. If you're just watching this for the first time, I'm a nice guy. I'm goofy. Anyway. Let me read, see this right here? That's our sponsor for the month, Insurance Unlimited. Brittany's here. She's watching. So let me read her little intro. Insurance Unlimited is your number one referred total logistics insurance company. So if you're up for a renewal or you need a good commercial insurance policy or you want to get a quote and you want to be on it, or, you know, just get an honest quote. She may not be able to beat what you're getting. She probably will. But reach out to Brittany. I think it's scrolling down below. If it's not, it should be in the comments. And if it's not, go to www.insunlimited.com. And then when you call or send an email or whatever, just ask for Brittany or just say, hey, I saw this mentioned on Freight Broker Live, and they'll hook you up. All right. So let's read some of these comments and then we'll dive more into it. I'll open up the phone lines. Guys, please be appropriate. I know a lot of you. Uh-oh. Well, I lost sound for a minute there, but it's back. I know a lot of people have a hard time being PC. I try to be PC, all right? It just makes me feel better. Anyway, so let's read some of these comments. Craig said he can hear me. What's up, Mr. Craig Bliss? Hopefully you shared this. Guys, if you're watching this on YouTube, please make sure you like it. If you're watching it on Facebook, share it out. You know, I'll do my best to inform you guys of what's going on in the news. Just try to share it out the best you can. Brian on YouTube said, who uses TQL? A lot of people, small fleets, big fleets, new carriers, existing carriers. Again, it all depends on who is actually, working or like who you get for agents. Cause if you get a good agent that's been there for years, then most like, or not agent, but you get a good rep that's been there for a long time. They know how to talk to the carriers. They know how to be honest. They know that they're not going to try to spin it and be dishonest. If you get a new guy, they're out there just trying to make quotas and do all that stuff. Maybe it's you don't have that same experience. Me personally, with my experiences that I've had with them, they've always been good. So I'm not gonna sit here and just crap on TQL. I know other people have bad experiences with them, not me personally. So even when I had things go wrong, when I had my dispatch side, we had a load of household goods that they loaded on accident. The carrier didn't know any better. And then they went up to the Canadian border to bring it up to Alaska. And there's all sorts of problems with paperwork. And the agent didn't really know what she was doing. She was new to the international side or the rep there. Super nice lady, though. And they really worked with us. And there was a potential claim. And they worked with us really well. And surprising, because you hear all the bad things all the time. So it all kind of depends. Lindsay Smith. Hey, what's up? I haven't seen you in a while. Brittany Smith. Oh, wait. Maybe you're not the same Lindsay that usually is here. Brittany Smith. Hi. She's the insurance guru. That's what I'm going to call her from now on. The insurance guru. She is my sponsor for this month right there. Insurance Unlimited. If you can't tell, I took DayQuil right before I made the show. Brian Zarling said the show must go on. I know. I didn't want to make it. I wasn't going to, but, you know, because I'm sick. I'm sweating. I look like crap. You know, I didn't want to make the show, but I figured I have to just be honest, you know, and get out the news and try to make sure that, you know, the people that are getting the news are learning it from me. And I'm just peppering it full of little things that they can't find elsewhere except from me. Rishi Shukla, or you said, what happened to the freight wave gig? Well, I'm no longer there. That's the only thing that matters. Fran said, time to sue TQL. And here's the thing. That's probably going to happen eventually. Someone's going to do it. As long as there is some sort of identity theft that takes place, I don't think you're going to have grounds to sue otherwise. Maybe you would. I'm sure in their terms and conditions, TQL is a big company. So they probably have some sort of exemption as long as you're not in physical harm. I don't know that, though. I'm not a lawyer, and I don't know TQL's carrier packet anymore. All I know is TQL is definitely representing well. You know, they know there's a data breach. They hired a third-party security company. They're working with local authorities, the FBI. They're working with everybody to handle it. And then they sent notices out to their folks right away. To the carriers, to the customers. They called the big debtors. You know, I've been told that some of the big debtors that they, you know, owe factoring and stuff like that and insurance companies, they've already contacted them, let them know what's going on. They clearly told their partners as well, integration partners for their load boards and things, that they had this breach because they have to. That's their responsibility as a company that is you know, that's suffered a data breach. It's something, unfortunately, that happens. And you got to, unfortunately, in this industry, and I talked about it the other day with tech, there is not one single tech company that's going to be out in existence forever that isn't going to go through some sort of hardship. And even though TQL is a traditional broker, they're moving towards tech just like everyone else has to. You have to do it to be competitive. So, and with every sort of tech, you have data breaches, you know, and that's just what's going to happen. You just have to figure out how to deal with it. I don't fault them for it. You know, people get clever in the way they get you to open things. Maria on YouTube said, imagine all the fake Raycons they can create using the broker's ID and use them. Well, it's not broker's ID, it's customer IDs. But yeah, everybody knows, you know, it's interesting. I mean, to think about the fallen, it'll be interesting to look at like carrier payments. Do carrier payments, are they going to be delayed because of this? Because they have to go through additional vetting to make sure they're actually getting real invoices. If someone had access to their system, could they create dummy loads and dummy invoices? There's all different systems. Or is it just easier to just do mass debits of all the bank account information that you now have that you stole from the you know, the system? There's so many different things you could do with the data or not do. It could just be someone that's just messing around. You know, hackers are weird anyway. If you've ever met one, they're goofy, goofy guys, you know. But isn't it kind of funny? Like, you know, my brother's a cybersecurity expert. My other brother's a counterterrorism, security expert. My mother's a darn scientist, and I sit in my living room making videos for YouTube and breaking news stories. That's what I do. It's funny. Anyway, Harold said, That's for sure. Cheap. That's why he has the money he has. I don't know. I'm not, like I said, this isn't a bashing show. I'm not going to bash the guy. I know a lot of people don't like TQL. I'm not going to bash him because it look at the way they're handling this. Yes, they got hacked. They got fished. They got whatever you want to call it. But they're doing what they're supposed to. They're going out. They detected. And see, Franz, that's a good question. Who knows when they detected it? My guess is it's today. It is what it is. You know, stuff happens. There's, you know, I don't fault them for it. Samantha Allen said, never had good luck with TQL. Some people, man, but from day one with them, they won a low ball on all rates, pulled the load for them just because it needed to get back home. Vowed not to haul again. Hopefully my stuff is not compromised. How will you ever know? Well, they send an email to everybody. The only way you're ever going to be able to know is you're going to have to sit and stare and see if your information, your bank account is now negative $5,000, you know, or you're, you know, you go to do your taxes and something's wrong, or it could happen years from now. You never know. My advice, if I was a carrier, I'd go open a new bank account. I'd call my bank and say, hey, listen, one of my, if I haul a lot for him, one of the people that I venture, because I saw one other outlet said that, you know, they received invoices and invoice amounts and days paid and all that. That's all, pulled out their butt because I didn't see any reporting from any of my sources, including internal sources at TQL, that said anything of the sort. From what I understand, it was this, and I'll say it again because we got people that are joining and leaving. So that TQL suffered a major data breach. The carrier information that was affected was tax IDs, bank account information, social security numbers, if you had one with them. If you were a sole proprietor and you had or even an LLC, but you were taxed as a sole proprietor, you're going to use a social security number. I got a buddy that did that. Stupid. You shouldn't do it, but they still did it. Addresses, emails, phone numbers, contact information. The official email that was sent out didn't say addresses for carriers. My internal sources says that addresses were included. Factoring companies aren't really concerned about it. I did reach out to one or two of them to try to ask. They're not very concerned. They did know about the data breach. They knew, and this was shortly after I put out the article, so that I doubt they read it from me. I think they already knew about it. They did know there was a data breach. They have all their own security anyway, in terms of like IT security. They have all their own security anyway. So I think they were able to mitigate any risk they may have had. This is for the people that are paid directly or just quick pay every single load. That whoever had the information with those guys are the ones who are going to be affected by it. And on the customer side, it seems to just be addresses. Addresses, email, first and last name, company name, and the customer ID number, which is weird because you would think that I've never used their portal from a customer side. I've always just sent in checks. So it'd be interesting to see if a customer does actually pay with a credit card or pay with via bank check or something through that same portal. Why didn't they get any of that information? And who knows? They may, you know, it's new. They realized that data was accessed. So what did they do? They did exactly what you're supposed to. They notified the authorities, they hired a security company, and then they sent out notices to everyone that could possibly be affected. And I think the way they handled it was very, very well. We'll see what happens. There's going to be additional fallout. I'm small, so I'm probably not going to get the response from TQL, but I'm going to pretend like I'm big and I'm going to keep calling and try to get responses from them, you know, up to updates with it and different stuff. I have been unable to confirm with the load boards that they have turned off access to TQL. I've only heard it from TQL staff saying the access has been revoked. So that'll be interesting to see how long that continues on for, because I mean, how long can TQL sustain without posting loads on the spot market? I don't know. I mean, they're a big company, but how long could you go without making any money? You know, it'd be interesting to see. Alex, you asked a question. Can you call in to discuss MacroPoint, Trucker Tools, et cetera, and brokers use trucking app systems? Yeah, I guess if you want. Just be appropriate. Franz Hayden said, and when did they detect the breach? They haven't said. They haven't said. So Samantha Allen said they're still on DAT right now, so maybe they're not. Yeah, and hopefully they're able to stay up, because I don't watch Ill Will. I don't want Ill Will. I don't want brokers to go under. I don't want carriers to go under. It's kind of the premise of the new way I'm reporting tragic stuff and bad things in the trucking industry. The reason why I didn't report good news with this is because what can you? I was trying to get the damn article out before anybody else could. And then after I had my article written, I had the video made, I had all that stuff, then I kind of sent a little ha-ha to another media outlet and said, hey, you wanna break some news, buddy? But, you know, because, you know, all's fair in love and war or whatever. But the more people that know about these kind of things are that's what's beneficial. You know, understanding the industry and understanding everything. But go ahead, Alex, call in. Phone number is scrolling below, 914-803-4008. But yeah, we could talk about tracking. We could talk about all that. Trucker Tools is a sponsor starting next month, so I'm not going to beat them up. Just fair warning. But yeah, I mean, data, if you think about it, it happens. We had the truckstop.com big data, or the ransomware attack. When was that? In December? We have, you know, software issues that happen all the time. That stuff happens. You know, it's just something. It's, to me, it's a normal course of business. It's going to happen. I don't fault anybody for it. The way you could tell if a company is good and honorable is how they deal with it. So how they respond and rebound and, you know, compensate people that are affected, you know, it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see. All right, hold on. We have a caller. Let me pick this up. What's up, buddy? You're on the air.
Hey, good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, this is Alex. I just messaged you about calling in about the trucking app tool.
Yeah, what's up?
All us carriers and drivers have to use. Kind of ties into the TQL situation. Hey, I was looking at, you know, the overall problem carriers are having, where we have less information than brokers and shippers, right? And years ago, Uber, the drivers for Uber, they found out a way to get better rates as being a driver, right? They said, hey, if we turn off our location, Uber wouldn't know how many cars are available in the area. And their price, and they found out the prices jumped as carpoolers, right?
Right.
So kind of ties into the TQL situation, how our information is out there to brokers. They have systems that can track, say, hey, we have this many drivers in this area. Shippers know, hey, we have this many drivers in this area. Is that something potentially kind of like, I don't know, illegal at some point? Because as a carrier, do we have that type of information about, hey, there are more loads in this area, so we can drive up the prices, right? It seems like carriers, we are at a disadvantage when bidding on rates, when trying to do contracts and stuff. And I just wanted to get your take on that.
No, I mean, you sign terms and conditions every single time you fill out any piece of paper whatsoever. You know what I mean?
Now, knowing this, like, if you use this as a broker, right? Hey, you guys have to have, you tell your carriers you have to have Michael Point, right?
Right.
We can't haul loads a lot of times because if you don't want to use their app, then, hey, well, you can't have the load. So it's like we're at a catch-22 as a carrier, right? And I'm just looking at it in a long point, you know, like right now, I had a situation with a broker, I'm not going to put their name out there, where I lost a signal, right? And we don't have the information to know that if we lose a signal. And this particular broker deducted $250. The load still got their own time. Now, what can we do? You go to the surety bond and say, hey, this person, you know.
No, because it was probably on the Raycon. Yeah, it was here. I got to disconnect because I'm hearing a lot of feedback, but I'll answer that question for you. The thing about that, sorry, I had to hang up with you. I was hearing feedback and then the other people said they couldn't hear you. So it was weird on that one. But what the thing about that is when you have, I don't know the answer to the only way you can get money back, if there's a deduction that's on the Raycon, then you're kind of screwed, especially if they're able to deduct that money from you. If they say they lost connection and there's not a valid reason, then, you know, they charge that money. When you go to file the bond or file on their bond, the bonding company is going to refute it because it's actually on paper. The only thing you could do would be to file a small claims lawsuit. It's $250. Is it worth your time to do it? For me, if anyone owes me money, I'm quick to do it because it costs like $35. So just do it and get it done. And that would be my thing. But here's a step further, and it just goes into the dishonesty that some brokers have. I can almost guarantee that broker knows that that's the case and knows that you're going to lose some sort of signal throughout the during the trap, and knows that he's going to make $250 in profit. Because, you know, if that load delivered on time, there's no penalties for the load. You know, it's just, I've never had a customer that says, oh, I need to be able to track the load every 2 hours. Me as a broker, I would say, no, I'm not doing that, because I'm not going to have any of the trucks do that kind of stuff either. Here's some breaking news. T. Holland said 225 to 610 closed until further notice. I-10 to 610 south closed. 90 to 610 south closed. I guess there's very bad flooding in Houston. Keep that in way. Ed Wilbur said, either way, they still know where your load is ended up and whether you had Macro Pointer on. You should have the app after you delivered that load. Absolutely. You know, the app could be off. And the thing is, you don't have any recourse to try to go after them for like having your data. They all do. They all have the data. They know your trucks are. Think about ELD systems. These companies buy in, like if you have a trucker path or keep trucking ELD, they're using your data points. They're not specifically saying where you are and where you're coming, but they use your data to source capacity for their load boards and their networks and all that stuff to show, you know, that's just what they do. Juan Boca, whatever. Why do you call in, buddy? I don't mind independent dispatchers. I just think they have to be legal. I don't like illegal dispatchers. The only way to be a legal dispatcher, if you dispatch for more than one truck, is to get a bond. But I have no problem with independent dispatchers. That would be me saying I have a problem with independent freight brokers, which is what I am. I'm a broker agent. You know, I don't have problems with independent brokers or independent dispatchers. I have a problem with people that do shit illegal. That's just me. All right. Matthew Kane said, well-built app will continue to collect data and then will update when cell service is restored. And I think MacroPoint, to be honest, does that anyway. I think it keeps, like you said, it keeps tracking. I know a lot of the Amazon app and all those, the Relay or whatever the hell it is, that's what it does. JB Hunt too. And it even says it'll store your data on the phone and then send it out when it has connection again. So like I said, that's more of a dishonest broker thing. Them charging you a fine. What can you do about it? If the load delivered on time, if the penalty is because the load delivered, I don't know. It all depends on your contract, but that's one of the things it's real important to read your contracts, to just read your contracts and agree to them or disagree to them. But you have to make sure you figure out what you're going to do before you do it. You know, oh my gosh, I feel like crud. Let me see. Roman said it wouldn't be illegal if you agreed to share your location. Right. I mean, think about it. When I was at FreightWaves Live in Chicago in November, the Uber Freight was there and they did a demo and it showed, and it was awesome, to be honest, to see it. Because I'm a big fan of freight tech. I just love it anyway. But I'm sitting there and I'm watching and they have this, you know, these maps and all these lanes that are going, and it's showing where the loads are getting accepted and where the loads are booking in real time, or at least they said it was real time. Who knows? It was a lot of loads, but it was showing where they're going and then it could project where they're going to go. And then based on their history, they had another color line that would show where they've typically gone if they run that lane, or where it was likely that they would go based on load volume and all that stuff. And it would just show. And it's pretty interesting to see data maps like that. I've seen it with cell phones. They kind of do the same thing. Those maps are very interesting when they show that, because yeah, they're tracking your information. Everything does it. Everybody has an app on their phone, you know, Trucker Tools app, you know, they have that ability to do that stuff. You know, and that's what Smart Capacity is. That's what their tool is. If I could be wrong on that, but that's what their, they're utilizing is they're utilizing your predictive modeling to determine where you're going to be in order to find the best load or to find the best truck for the load if you're a broker. That's the benefit about Freight Tech. It's actually not a bad thing. It's a bad thing for you, Alex, because you got taken essentially. There's no other way. That's what I would call it. You got taken by a broker. And I would fight it. I would tell the broker, and you should have put out who they are, because that's something that would be a determinant factor in whether or not I would ever book a load with them as a carrier if they've, shortchanged any other one else. If you delivered on time and you follow through with your contract, they shouldn't be short paying you. I'm willing to bet with an 80% certainty that broker, whoever that guy was, kept that as profit and didn't pass that back on to the customer. And if he says that it is a customer fee, sometimes just saying, fine, man, that's a customer fee, I'm going to call the customer to verify that's a customer fee. And that's it. Because if the broker's already being shady as shit anyway, then who cares if you call the customer and the broker doesn't work with you anymore? That's kind of my rationale, in that regard. If someone's being shady as hell to me, I don't care the consequence. I'm going to find out what's going on. And what the deal is. And if the customer says, yeah, I charge him $250 if I lose tracking because I sit here in my underpants and my couch and I watch the tracking to see where it goes. Transfix was the broker. I have no idea who Transfix is, but I would call. I'm sure this guy wasn't an agent. He was probably a manager or asked to speak to one of his managers and find about it. And if you want to keep it going, even though it's only $250, but sometimes it's about principle. If you want to keep it going, then call the guy or call the shipper and say, hey, listen, I got charged $250. They're blaming it on you, saying even though it delivered on time, you docked them $250 from the pay. Because what the carrier or what the shipper is going to do is he's going to call that broker and say, hey, listen, why am I getting calls from carriers saying that you're ripping them off? That's what will end up happening. The broker is going to call you and you just, be honest. If you've already, killed that relationship and you're not going to work with them or they already killed that relationship, who cares? Try to get your money. Have some fun at it. Just be appropriate and don't lie. Don't do anything you can get sued for. But, when I get wronged, I do my best to make sure that those people know that I was wronged and that I feel I was wronged. That's my way. LG was your customer. Oh, God. They probably do charge a $250. Oh, if they said that, then no. Then that's on the broker. In that case, that's Transfix being... So just for any of the podcaster or podcast listeners. So Alex said Transfix was a broker. LG was a customer. And they said they have nothing to do with broker and carrier contracts. That's fine. Then they're just saying that, whatever. If it's worth disputing over $250, then file a lawsuit. You delivered on time, you finish your contract. If the rate con says that if you lose connection, you're able to be docked $250, then it's your fault for signing a rate con that said that. If it's not on the rate con, just like Nick said, send them the invoice with your correct amount, or better yet, send it to the factoring the surety bond company. When the surety bond fights it, they won't fight it, they're just going to not approve it, then file a lawsuit. Costs you like $30. What are they going to do? Nothing. They're probably going to settle it because they're not going to pay an attorney that costs $500 an hour to go sit in whatever court jurisdiction you file a lawsuit in. That's my advice. So, and I'm not a lawyer, so you could take that for what you want. Nick Differ said, if it's not on a signed rate con, then send them an invoice with the original price. That's right. All right, so I'm going to play a funny commercial with OTR, and then I'm going to talk a little bit more about TQL, and then I'm just going to end the video a bit earlier because it is one of those days. I'm sick, so whatever. Deal with it.
I'm simply the best, better than all the rest, yeah, better than anyone. I'm the best.
What's a singing goat have to do with factoring? Nothing. OTR Capital. Better than the rest.
Oh, man. I don't care who you are. That's funny.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
So is that button. That's why I like pressing it so much. All right. So I'm going to go over this story once again for the people who weren't here in the beginning. This show, we were originally talking about TQL. We kind of got sidetracked talking about fees and tracking fees and things on a Raycon. But I'm going to talk about TQL and the data breach they have, because I think it's very important to get it out there. As much as I like to see that, you know, I broke the story and reading about it and watching people interact, because that, to be honest, that's the reason why I do this stuff. I was telling someone right before this. That's one of the reasons I sit and I watch how many people are on the website and read it and how much time they spend reading it. And it makes me feel good, you know, to know that people are reading it and are receptive to something that I actually spend a lot of time doing. So this article I pushed out as quickly as I could. So that way I knew I was breaking the news, but whatever. So today TQL revealed to its employees that customers and carriers that it confirmed a data breach on their online web portals, resulting in unauthorized access to carrier account information and might have also compromised financial data. Both carrier and customer systems or customer information are affected. According to the TQL, it appears it was initially an information and data phishing attempt. So they were trying to just get into the system. They didn't even know what the hell they were going to get. They just tried to get in. Once they got in, they said, oh, crap, we can get all this driver information, including bank information, tax IDs, social security numbers, and all that other information. So they grabbed it and said, what to do now? What do we, you know, who knows? So for carriers, they grabbed all the carriers' bank, or not all, everyone who, or a select group of people. They haven't announced how many. It could be all of them. Who knows? It hasn't said who or how many, but carriers, they're able to see what information they grabbed. Of the information they grabbed, it included bank account numbers, routing numbers, account numbers, tax IDs, so EIN numbers, your employer identification numbers, social security numbers for the sole proprietors or LLCs that are taxed as SPs, and other information, phone numbers, addresses, emails, contact information like that. And then the second part of the breach, because there's two, you have the carrier side, which is a massive network of carriers that haul freight for TQL. And then you have the customer base, which is just as equally as massive. But I guess on the customer base, they took email addresses, phone numbers, first and last names, and TQL customer ID numbers. Seems like, I mean, we're probably someone's going to pop up here and say, hey, who wants to buy a shipper list? $1,000 or something. It's going to pop up very soon. And I guarantee you, it'll have some of this information. It also says, in the letter, TQL has taken steps to, and we all know that because everyone who's pulled the load with TQL in the past year, everyone got an email. You all got an email that said, hey, listen, we were the target of a data breach, and unfortunately, they got your information. Call this little number, and I don't have the number handy, but you guys all should have got the email, and it's all over online. Call the number, check it. If you call TQL, they're going to say, yeah, we were impacted by a breach. Your information may have been impacted by the breach. Monitor your accounts. Because that's all they can say. They can't say if it really got you. It would take too much time to choose each and every carrier that it was affected with. So they're just saying, monitor your accounts. That's the best thing you can do. You know, just pay attention to your bank accounts, pay attention to your tax returns, do whatever you can. What I would do is I would change my bank or open a new account and switch it just to be safe, because I'm not a big fan of hack attacks or any of that stuff anyway. So, for example, I didn't get a letter because I haven't hauled a load for TQL in a long time. But if I got a letter, I wouldn't be making the video today. I'd be over at Chase Bank, you know, opening new banks. You know, that's what I would do. Lisa Robinson said, you have hauled many loads and did not get an email. Yeah, I'm not sure. And my guess is it went to the email that's on file for the carrier. So if you are, you know, leased or you use a dispatch service or something, and that is the email that was put in when you filled out the carrier packet, my guess is that's the email that was sent out. Because like I said, I worked as a dispatcher for years booking TQL loads, and I set up a bunch of people. I also didn't get any letters either. I just had letters sent to me. I got like six of my viewers all sent me in the same letter, which is cool. That's what I want. You know, breaking news. I get probably 5 or 6 tips a day. I can only jump on the ones that are big. This one came. It was someone that works there. And they sent it to me, and I'm like, yeah, well, that's crazy, but you know, you got to verify it. And then they verified it, and it's a real story. It's a big story, and it's something really relevant, because what, as new freight tech, you know, advancements come out, and whatever has financial data in it is subject to be hacked. You know what I mean? Anything. I know, because I get all these alerts from, you know, all the credit monitoring service or whatever the hell it is. It's like, your data has been found in some black site. Whatever. What are they going to get? I know they don't have my new bank account information, because that's all new. But it happens. Lisa, I mean, you can, there's an article, I'll try to post it. Or in, when I do a follow-up article this afternoon, I'll post the numbers in there, in the email. Or you could just go to tql.com, carrier hotline. So tql.com/carrier hotline. That'll give you the steps that you do. It's just, you know, it is what it is. And if you're a customer and you're watching this, you could send me an email. No, I'm just kidding. You go to tql.com/customer hotline. And that has the information. And it's super generic information that doesn't really tell you anything anyway. It's just, and that's what the email said. It said, the email says exactly everything that I said, except it's got a link for, you know, what to do if you are subject to, you know, data breach, and same stuff. You could look up data breach and get the same information. You know, they just had a responsibility to their users to immediately send out notification to everybody, you know? And I think maybe they just got wind. Maybe they, you know, were checking keystrokes and saying, wait, how is this guy already know about this stuff? It's so early in the morning, but it's very important. It's just very important to, That's why I think it's very important to report on this kind of stuff. And it's ironic, because the other day I'm like, I'm not reporting on the bad shit in logistics anymore. It's sad. I don't like it. It doesn't feel good to write about it. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't do you guys any good. And it was funny, because there was an article that came out last night, and it made same thing. Trucking company shutters, saying high insurance costs and all this stuff. And then you open up the trucking company that's closing. They have 13 trucks. So the article said 20, but actually, according to Safer, they had 13 in the same year where the article said. Their Safer score was garbage. And they had three FreightGuard reports. It wasn't really a great company anyway. Plus, top it off, they were advertising on social media all the time for drivers. I didn't know that, but other people said that. So it's just, it's interesting. It's interesting. So someone said, someone talked about the TQL insurance and how they pull money and all that stuff. That happens. You know, if you have an insurance claim and you're owed $5,000 and the claim is potentially for $5,000, guess what they do? They hold that $5,000 until the claim. Usually they'll just hold everything until that's done. Everything that they owe you up until that point, unless the claim is higher. But like, for example, I had a claim for $500. No. $1,500 at one point. There was like a pallet that was damaged from one of our deliveries. So you know what I did? I paid the $1,500 because my deductible was $1,000 anyway, and I knew the shit was, you know, messed up. So I kept it. I think that was a pallet of gum. You know how long I had gum? A long time. Anyway. Alex said it was the Raycons. You're back talking about the other thing. A broker said, yeah, but yeah. See, look at this. Alex, you said it was a rate con. A lot of brokers contract rate cons have adapted this. Carriers are so much at a disadvantage. Don't haul the load. Because here's the kicker. You get that rate confirmation before you even get to the shipper to pick up the load. So if you do not agree with something on that rate confirmation, call the broker and get it to change. And if they don't change it, don't take the load. Otherwise, it's all on you. And I know that's blunt, and people hate it when I'm blunt and they say you're mean and all this stuff. But I mean, that is it. You can't fault anyone. If there's something on the Raycon for a deduction and you didn't fight it because you didn't see it, you can't blame the broker. You know, it's just, for example, if a broker if a carrier stamped a Raycon and said, hey, by giving me this load, you accept a $10,000 an hour detention rate. I can't use the excuse that I didn't see that in order to get out of pay. That carrier would have a case. In all reality, he would. It would be, you know, hard. I'd make him spend that 10 grand fighting it in court, but he would have a case. Because if I send him the load after he sends a contract back and the contract's altered, I essentially am agreeing to his terms. I wouldn't go out and try to say you get $10,000 an hour for detention. It's probably not going to work, but you could do 10,000 pennies. See that quick math? Boop, boop. Anyway, Mob Entertainment. Hold on. Mob Entertainment, or ENT, said, what do you do in a situation with a dump trailer that was loaded, weighed, and even or and given paperwork just to find out it was a wrong product and having to redo the whole process again? You get paid. The same thing. If, for example, if I weighed at a shipper and I got a drive in and they load my truck and I go to get a scale and I'm overweight and I go back, I'm calling that broker before I even let them get on my truck and I'm saying, hey, listen, they overweighed me. I got to go, you know, get back. I need an extra $50 or whatever. I've had one broker one time say that they won't pay me. And you know what I did? I drove that son of a bitch overweight to my warehouse. I took off the one pallet and then I went and made the delivery one pallet short. And then the broker's like, what are you doing? Well, and I said, listen, you didn't want to pay it. So now you got to pay me to redeliver the one pallet. And guess what? He did it because that's that carriers have the advantage. Is it the right thing to do? No. But, I mean, you have to do what you have to do. If you're going to get screwed over, like for you, with the dump trailer where you're loading it and they realize it's the wrong one and you've wasted your time, you at least are getting detention pay. And remember, detention pay should be $75 an hour. None of that $35, $40 an hour crap that people always call the national average. Uber, you should be ashamed of yourself. Nick said, time to call those accounts back that were using those cheap TQL rates. See, but the kicker is they weren't, because how do you think the guy's worth $980 million? They were selling cheap rates to the customer or to the carriers and making more. I don't know. You know, it's fun to say though. They just posted up an email for customers to contact TQL about the breach, EWDLIOTransport.com. There you go. Ed Wilbers. You're a funny guy. That's a good one. My email is scrolling below. Say either myself or Ed, any TQL customers. If you want to know, I'm not going there. It's funny, though. Mob Entertainment said, I did, but the broker is refusing to pay it. Well, then whatever. You go after the customer, or you go after his customer, and you tell him that. You say, listen, or if you haven't, you should have already got it. So here's the kicker. If stuff like that happens, you get it in writing right away. So if your goal is to, because here's the thing. If they load you the wrong shit, and then you go, and you know you have to offload, you offload the stuff. That's what it is. And then when they go to load you up again, you say, oh, hold on. And you call that broker and say, listen, they're about to reload me. I never got the Raycon. And then if he's like, well, I got to get customer approval. We'll say, you better get it quick. Cause otherwise I'm not putting it on. And do it. Yes, you may lose a load, but otherwise you're going to have to go through a lot more stress dealing with what you're dealing now. Mom, you said you feel you should be treated as me doing another load, putting your equipment through stress. Again, I don't know about the dump, and you're probably right there. I wouldn't do anything more. I wouldn't, like, me as a broker, if you called and said, hey, listen, I didn't leave the premises, but they loaded me, and then I had to offload, so I want an extra $150, $200. That would be just, you know, I would say, okay, well, it's not your fault. It's not my fault. It's the customer's fault. Let's get you that money. But I don't know the wear and tear on dump stuff. I don't do anything with it. So I don't know. That may not be enough. Or you could be asking for, because you said it should be treated as doing a whole nother load. I don't necessarily agree with that. So it all kind of depends. But, you know, it depends. Like if your whole load is worth $200, then I guess I agree with it. But if your whole load's $1,200 and you're trying to get $1,200 more because you pulled out and then you had to dump something, no, probably not. But again, I don't know the wear and tear it takes on the vehicle. I don't, you know, not to say I don't care, but I don't care. I'm not able to, you know, relate to that. So any other questions, anything about TQL, anything like that? Well, so if you guys are just catching on, TQL had a massive data breach. Customer and carrier information is out there. So it's out there, you know, your carrier information is going to be out there. If you use credit monitoring for your business, you're going to get some sort of notification saying you've been notified in the data breach. Who knows how long that actually takes before it happens, but it does happen. They do put the information out. And like I said, you got to give it to TQL. They put the information out pretty quick. They probably didn't want a bunch of people reporting on it right away. And that's why they did it. Plus, they felt they had a duty. It'll be interesting to see what kind of losses. Well, they're a private company, so you probably won't see it. But it's going to be interesting to see if the load boards are keeping them off or if they are actively working. I don't know. It'd be interesting to see what's going on. Mob Entertainment, you said, I'm currently going back and forth with them. I'm not even unloading it at this point, but the broker is refusing. I'm asking for 200. No, just offload the shit and then move on. Don't take the new load. Otherwise, you just become another scumbag carrier out there. No offense. Because if they loaded the wrong stuff and the broker's like, no, I'm not paying you. And it goes back and forth. Offload the stuff. Chalk it up as a broker you're never going to work with and move. Because otherwise, you're going to burn a whole day. And how much do you get paid a day? I certainly hope it's more than 200 bucks. Okay. So now they sent you another Raycon. You're good. Good luck getting paid that. Because if you threaten to say, well, I'm not dropping this load until you paid, that's called duress. Therefore, they sent you a Raycon just so you'd offload. They're not going to pay you. So that's something else. But, you shouldn't like that kind of stuff. I don't do. That's the way I do it. I either chalk it up a loss. They either pay me, or if I'm the one in the control, it's one pallet. I got a whole truckload. They say they're not going to pay me to rebalance the load. Whatever. I'm going to haul it. I'm going to take it. They're going to pay me the difference. Otherwise, that's it. Or I don't work with them anymore. Sean Hazuga said on YouTube, so I just dropped a load yesterday in Denver from TQL. I was told the load weighed 11,000. It ended up weighing 15,000. What do you think that difference is worth? I have no idea, dude. It all depends. Again, that's what you get before you leave. You find out exactly how much the truck weighs, and then you tell them how much it costs. Depending on where you picked it up from, whether it was a partial or full truckload. If it's a full truckload, who the hell cares? If it's a partial load, that's where it actually matters. Or if you're a straight truck and that put you overweight, then that matters too. But, for 4,000 pounds, if you're pulling a full truckload that's supposed to be 11,000 pounds and it weighs 15, me as a carrier, I wouldn't stress about it that much. If I was pulling a partial that was 11,000 pounds and it ended up weighing 15,000 pounds, I'm at least going to charge for 400 bucks or more, 100 bucks a pound or 100 bucks, per 100 or per 1,000 pounds, whatever. And the reason I'm going to do that is because partials are different, because that could blow a whole nother load for you. Because say you have one load that was supposed to be 11,000 pounds, you got a load that was 15,000 pounds, and you got a load that was, 14,000 pounds. For you not to be overweight or whatever the math is, you know what I'm saying. So one could go over and screw over a completely other load. It all depends. All right, guys, I'm tired. Like I said, I'm sick. I'm supposed to be napping because I got to go to a stupid play tonight with the wife. Even though I have the flu, she's not letting me get out of it. But make sure you download my podcast on Google Play, iTunes, all that good stuff. Leave a review if you like it. If you watch these videos on YouTube, please make sure you like it. So share it out on social media. You can share right on YouTube. You can share it out to your Facebook. Do whatever. I'm trying to build a good, honest, brand. If you're watching it on Facebook, share it out to a couple other people. Say, hey, check out this goofy guy. He's talking while sweating on the camera because he's got the flu, but he feels it's important to talk. That's why I do it. That's what I like. I did make some changes to the website, and the coffee cup's not here. If you want to get a cool coffee cup, and it just puts $5 in my pocket for everyone you order, I'll have that link up tomorrow at some point. It's not up right now. Or you could just send me like $20 or with your address and I'll send it to you. Anyway, guys, have a good weekend. Or no, today's Thursday. Jesus. Still one more day. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye. Oh, boy. Oh, what did I do?
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?